Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board. Meeting in the Searchlight Community Center 200, Michael Wendell Way, Searchlight Nevada 89046, for May 14th, 2025, 6 p.m. On the agenda, items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, the Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute cell phones and other electronic devices. Take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is also available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlighttab. And also, this meeting is recorded, and you can find it later on the YouTube channel for Searchlight. Just look for Searchlight Town Advisory Board or Searchlight Town. Board Council members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McGinnix, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Secretary, Tammy Harris, County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. Meeting is now called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of any of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Any comments from the public? Thank you. Next item on the agenda, approval of the minutes for April 9, 2025. May I have a motion on this item?
Motion to approve the minutes for April 9, 2025.
And second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Next item on the agenda, approval of the agenda for May 14, 2025. Hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. May I have a motion?
Motion to approve of the agenda for May 14, 2025.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No approved. Informational items, next item on the agenda. Receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz on Clark County resources and other updates from Clark County.
Perfect, thank you, Chair. I wanted to let everyone know the VFW will be holding their Memorial Day ceremony on Monday, May 26th at 10 a.m., and that's gonna be at the Searchlight Cemetery. So there's no flyers out yet, they should be sending them out soon, but I will just confirm that. So Monday, May 26th at 10 a.m. at the cemetery. So look forward to seeing everyone there, if you can attend it. One other just quick update, I know we're getting to the warmer months. Just remember, our good friends at the library, Michael over there, the library is always a cooling station. So if it does get hot, they also have water and stuff like that. And then, of course, this building as well is always available if anyone needs a cooling station. So keep that in mind while it's starting to get warmer, that we're gonna get into those times again where triple digits, so stay cool and stay safe. And those are my updates.
Thank you, Mark. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Good evening, folks. Can you hear me?
Is it on?
Is it on?
Die.
Well, I'll speak up loud. How's that? Hey, good evening, folks. My name's Sergeant Gene Gallagher with Metro. I'm here to give you a report. My last name is spelled G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R.
How's that? Is that good? Okay.
It's Gallagher, once again, Sergeant Gallagher at a Laughlin substation for Las Vegas Metro, giving you a report. G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. For the past month, we just give you some stats here. Calls for service, we had, 24, down from last year by one. Basically a small decrease. We have a number of traffic citations written, we're seven. I don't have the number of traffic stops. Battery domestic violence arrests were zero, as well as juveniles. For bookings, we had one adult arrest booking up here in Searchlight. The majority of our calls for service are over at Terrible's with four, and then we have nothing at the BD. So things are going well. I just want to bring up a couple things. We had a coffee with the cop this morning at the McDonald's around the corner, and we put flyers out all over town, and as part as like our public outreach to reach out to you folks. Four people showed up, one of which was from Searchlight. So three people were passers through. So my kind of thing, my question to be raised to you folks is, where would be maybe a better place or a better time, like they did it in the morning? And then you could let us know, and if we do it again, we have an ability to come out and meet with you folks. We have like coffee and donuts generally or whatever. We talk to the folks and you can talk to us. So any suggestions on other locales?
I know I'm on my work day, when you come out, I know a lot of people are too. So it's a little difficult for me to show up. I need to leave the house about 7.
How about midnight? I'll just put it out there to you, and I understand that people work and things like that. It's just one of those things, but it's just something. If you have any ideas where it would work for a better time, you could just call the Laughlin substation at it was 702-298-2223, okay? But we're just putting it out there that we're trying to reach out, and we just like to get a little participation, okay?
So just a thought on that, maybe would a weekend work better for most people if we did it like a Saturday morning or something? Or does that work for you guys?
Actually, that really doesn't, as far as like staffing or whatever it is, we try to do it on a Wednesday. And that's generally, traditionally been when we try and do it. And then that's pretty much the best
day. For the staff to come down from Laughlin?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's the way it works. So if you can think of some great time on a Wednesday, we can facilitate that and make it happen. Go ahead.
I have an awesome idea, and it would even bring our youth into it. The youth will be meeting on Wednesdays, due quite regularly, but during summertime, and our 4-H youth could even serve everybody, and then you would start to even form relationships with the youth as officers, and the youth bring their parents, so maybe we could work a little bit later too to get the 4-H kids, and maybe out in the garden, or something like that, but the kids could serve you coffee too.
They don't have to serve me. I just take it black. But that sounds good. I'll get with you, and we'll see what we can do. That sounds like a really good idea. Yeah. Anybody else have anything on that topic? No? Okay. One other topic I wanted to bring up was done by my team, and I gave him an attaboy for it, or an atta officer. We had a stop and search light late at night. And it involved a bunch of people in a car. They did a good field interview at the window by basically doing an investigation, talking to them. And we were able to determine that there was some human trafficking going on there. We made a call, contacted the people we need to contact, and we actually had Immigration and Customs Enforcement roll down at about 1:30 in the morning. And it was kind of a nice stop. And stuff does happen and what have you, but just want to share that with you, that it's out there, and it was super nice to see those people load up and come help out late at night, and they have a directive, and they're moving forward, and we're working well as a team, and there's a lot going on, but just want to share that with you. And that's all I have. Is there any questions?
Questions from the public? Board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job. Next item on the agenda, receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol, regarding activities and stats during the last month and other public safety issues.
Good evening, Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol for Search Off Laughlin. The month of April, we conducted 360 traffic stops. Issued 327 citations. We had 48 commercial inspections, which is, I think, the match for last month. We had 6 crashes. One of those was a fatal crash on State Route 163. And 2 arrests. One of them was resulted from the fatal crash. So we had a total of 481 total contacts with motor assists and other various calls. That's all I got. Any questions about anything?
Any questions from the public for Sergeant? Yes.
I just want to congratulate him on his award he received yesterday.
No. I wasn't able to be there for that. I had training up in Vegas, so I did get that done. Thank you, everybody, for that. So that was good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Questions from the board? And Sergeant, appreciate your work out here on the highway with the construction. I drive it to work and back. It can be very stressful, and I'm glad to see you guys enforcing speed limit out there, because it's seen some crazy stuff just in a short amount of time each day, but I'm sure you see it all day long.
We do. It's hard to keep up with, but we're doing our best with the manpower that we have, so we're trying to stay on top of it. It's going to go on all through the summer, so we expect we're going to have a lot of issues with it, but we'll do our best to try to stay on top of it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next agenda item, informational item, receive a report from Judge Jeter with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Hello. My name is Jeter, J-E-T-E-R, Searchlight Justice Court, Searchlight Justice of the Peace. Hope all is well. This is hunting season. Is anyone getting tagged yet for Utah? No? No organic meat hunters out there? I have one, just to let you guys know so far. All right, so last time, we're gonna skip the stats. Most of the stats have been repeated. But last time I was here, we had questions about the money that the court raises, and somebody mentioned that they thought the money should stay here. So I do have a breakdown of all the monies, and this just comes from all the courts, but we're just gonna stick with our court first. All right, and that's it. I'm not concerned about the other seven outlying courts when it comes to their bills. Okay, and this is based on NRS Chapter 4, Justice Courts. The courts collect fines, fees, and forfeitures. Each criminal charge, traffic citation, or civil matter has certain fines, fees, and forfeitures assigned to the charge or case. Adjudication of the case may affect which entity receives the funds. The funds are collected to the government agencies, okay? So for the fiscal year of 2024-25, this court had a budget of $714,289. Out of that, $211,041 went to Clark County General Fund, civil infractions, court specialty tech fund, $0, state school fund, $36,988. The library received $9, no shortages or overages. Deposit into the legal aid was $70. And between the state of Nevada and specialty DUI courts, it was a total of $212,052 and another $16,156. Deposit into the court's family court AA fees was $5,374. Deposited into genetic marker analyst fees, which is DNA, was $8,222. Deposited in metro account was $420. Deposited to Neighborhood Justice Center was $70. And deposited to the County General Fund was $125,014. What came back to Clark County to keep the court running, the assessment fees, was $18,800 deposited for regular AA fees, $26,800 for court facility AA fees, and then another $26,800 for deposit to the court's court collected fund, and then we have $131.25. So basically, out of all that money right there, what comes back to Searchlight is less than $100,000 to keep the facility running. And so all that goes to different programs, like I mentioned last time I was here. And so in order to have a justice court here, we have to have some funds coming. It's not that much, but since you guys asked, I brought it to your attention. So yes, funds do come back to Clark County, Searchlight. So just imagine all the our other eight or seven outlying courts paying the same thing. It's a pretty hefty bill that goes to the county, and not just back to us. It doesn't cover my salary, it just covers what we need for just the courthouse, basically. Money goes to the, I think I missed one, there's money that goes to the public defender's office, $16,156. So that's what covers everything that this court makes. And to make it make sense, what you guys do out there, all right, supports Searchlight in the court. That's the way it works. So I don't know, you know, why that question was asked, but there's no money coming here. There's no money being wasted. We need supplies.
Thank you, Chris. Very thorough. I know my question wasn't really to drill you or anything, but we do see a lot of activity, and we had a member from Clark County talk about the paving of the road out here. It wasn't enough money to finish it like they had promised. So it was just a question to put out there, and right. I thank you for your
No problem. Yeah, so none of that stuff comes from the taxes and all that good stuff. So this is all generated funds right here. Okay? Is there any questions? No questions? I have a question for you, Tim. So with all the stuff that are going on, it's kind of funny, you know, being in the courts, you're starting to see the reaction from drivers on the US 95 in the construction zone. And I wanted to ask you, because I wasn't really sure, I think I know the answer to this right here. There are some big fines coming, thank you very much, I appreciate that. Are there any donkeys that are causing people to run off the roadway or anything?
No.
None?
Not that I've ever seen.
Those are some of the excuses that we're getting. You know, why the accident happened, a donkey ran out in front of them. You know, it's really outlandish. I was used to it as a police officer.
Was it an orange donkey?
Huh?
Orange donkey?
Could have been, you know. So anyway, kudos to officers here for doing what you do. I definitely appreciate it. I was in your shoes at one time, and I appreciate it. Kudos to you for your award. And Sergeant Gallagher, maybe you and I and the police department could team up on a event to where we could either raise funds for the community, you know, or do something to judgeship and the police department, whether it's a barbecue or whatever. Okay? So, all right. Any other questions?
Questions from the board?
No?
Thank you, Chris.
Good. All right. Take care. Enjoy. Oh, one more thing. Sorry. Melissa, come on up here. Melissa's our new employee with the court. She started on Monday. She's a true great addition. I don't know if you guys knew it or not, but for several months we were operating with one clerk only, to do all this work that she had to do, and she was pushing 6 days a week and sometimes 7 days a week. So it is a great advantage to have you in the court system. We welcome you. Okay. All right.
Next informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. The representative isn't here tonight. Aaron, is there somebody in Hollywood? Could you read that report for us?
So the Water District report, total water usage for April 2025 was 4.2 million gallons compared to just over 3 million gallons in April 2024. Again, that increase is largely due to the ongoing NDOT project. There have been no major leaks or breaks over the past month, and the system remains in stable condition. And that's the end of the report.
Thank you,
Tom.
Next informational item, receive a report from Sue Bishop, Senior Operations Supervisor with the Southern Nevada Transit Coalition.
I'm shorter. Hi, my name is Sue Bishop. I'm with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition, BISHOP. Just want to say general updates. We've been working with our wage increase, and we're going to keep going forward to get our wage increase, which has helped me a lot in getting new drivers. So that's been special. Well, SFTC continues to use 100% of the leftover COVID money for capital and operating expenses. RTC has matched at the full amount requested for the 24-25 year. So we're relieved on that. SFTC has received a commitment letter for upcoming 5311. RTC was only able to provide us a match commitments for the 24-25. This is due to the legislative changes that will be discussed won't be discussed until 2026 to the 2027. This will be regarding the AB2A that Nevada RDC relies on. The grants are a 2-year granted, and NDOT was notified and approved us for the RTC commitment with only one letter. Now our 5339 grants, as mentioned, no 5339 grants will be submitted until a meeting is set with the agreement entered. The two new vehicles for Laughlin have been completed and they're in Carson City, and I have to say they're no longer in Carson City, they are in Laughlin now. Right now we had to get a blank pallet on these vehicles because of the cost, but COVID hit, we had a price, so we got granted for that price, and after COVID, when they started getting them built, the cost went up immensely. So my team has spent the last 3 days putting new bumpers on, new bike racks on, all the whole new camera system, the GPS system, we're doing it all. So we're starting with the white bus and trying to get it done. You will be seeing a white bus traveling with just Silver Rider stickers on the windows because we want to get them out and about because we are insuring them now. Once they came onto our property, we have to insure them. The cost is immensely. So we must get them into service. So you'll see them stagger back and forth. They'll start off white, and then you're going to see a colored bus out there. If they'll stop changing the design, it would be a little helpful. We'd probably get it done a lot faster. But, you know, they're putting sparkles in it, you know, and stuff. They want it to be seen from a distance, but I just call it a party bus. So I'm happy to say that our ridership here in Searchlight has gone up immensely. Our December 23, we had 15 rides on our Searchlight Express. December of 24, we had 32. We have gone up and up every time. We run the Searchlight transportation on donation base only. We do not ask for a fee from our Searchlight people. Don't tell anybody else in Laughlin. Bark. Got to be careful with him. So, but we don't charge them. But they have been donating an immense amount of money that we have never seen before. I mean, I'm not talking hundreds, you know, but for us to see a donation from people that have been struggling and stuck out here and only able to get away twice a month, we surely appreciate it, and we're just putting it back in to make sure that we can help them. We give them extra stops too, so I think they're just thankful that they can go to Arby's and Burger King other than McDonald's. Our Vegas Accept rides has gone up. We haven't had any problems with that. We have been utilizing our bus stop more. Our Cottonwood people, when they finally started realizing it was kitty corner from them, they were like, wait a minute, that bus stop? I'm like, well, God bless it. I've been telling you guys on the phone every time you call.
So, about a year or so. But.
Yeah, they're like, oh, do you see the pad? There's a pad there. Like, yeah, use it. So my driver wasn't too happy at first until he realized that he could just do a circle and slip out. You know, you're 25 miles an hour, it just slows them down. Things have been going well. Events and community partnerships. Mike Jackson and myself attend the Laughlin Searchlight Town Board meetings like here. We appreciate that you let us come in and speak and ramble on and get some feedback. It's important. The feedback from y'all is how we're going to be able to help you better. One of the things I want to let you guys know that Mike Jackson said I shouldn't be telling you guys. I've been with Silver Rider Southern Nevada Transit Coalition for 17 years. I am getting ready to leave Silver Rider. Moving back home to be with my children. I have two of my kids here, my other one's back home, and we moved my dad away. We were only supposed to be in Laughlin a year. And 18 years later, we're still here. So I do have some buddies, a couple people that is gonna try to help replace all the things that I do. It will be difficult in the beginning, but we will keep you guys taken care of. We won't forget you, just like I won't forget my Laughlin people. I've had a lot of fun in what I do with this company and the ability they let me do out here in the public to be able to do so many shop with a cop and all the different fundraisers. So it will be missed, but I'm gonna try to take what I've learned here through y'all and through Laughlin, take it back to my own community, and hopefully teach them what a community can be.
You can never be replaced, too. Thank you for everything you've done for our community.
I was afraid Mark was going to tell me.
And I'll just say thank you, Sue. I mean, she told me this news, and I was not happy about it, but Sue is one of the first person I ever met when I started this job, and she answers my calls first ring. I mean, we talk many things, and you've just been so amazing to work with. And like, it's one of the best transportation systems in the state, I would say, and in the country. Your team and you, like, I know you said you got somebody to replace you, but you're gonna be irreplaceable, so you're that amazing.
Hopefully, I have a young lady that I'll be bringing, hopefully, to the next meeting. I don't know if she'll be here to speak, because she is not gonna be a supervisor, but she's gonna be stepping in for my outreach programs. Her name is Rebecca, she's got a solid heart, and she has the ability. She's from Alaska. She had a whole bunch of programs back there that she worked on. So I have a good feeling she will be a good step in. So hopefully we can take care of you guys. And you still have Silver Rider. They'll help you. So any questions?
Questions from the public?
Would you like to go with
you? I'd like to go right now, but he hasn't been able to leave yet. Yes, he's going.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Special wasn't too happy, so they left so I could speak now. They scare me. My husband does their maintenance on their vehicles. So they're a little frazzled. So Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you so much, Sue.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you. And next item, informational item. Received report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of wastewater system and water usage.
Okay, for April 2025, they treated an average of 47,000 gallons per day. As compared to April of 2024, it was an average of 38 gallons per day. The flow difference was an increase of 9,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints for the month of April, and there were two call before you dig searchlight tickets received. And then there's additional information on the chart on the flow comparison, and then the annual rates are listed on the paper as well.
Thank you, ma'am. Any questions from the board? Public? Next informational item, received a report from Kelly Lear, Southern Clark County Coordinator for UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming events.
Kelly Lair, UNR Extension, LEHR. Devin and I completed our spring programming for Reed Elementary and the Teen Scene 2 weeks ago. We also offered an outdoor activity during the teacher in-service last month where we took the kids to Cottonwood Cove and hiked to one of the coves. We did an impromptu garbage cleanup, which needed to be done, but they learned about river habitats. And we got a great outdoor day out of it. The weather cooperated. We are offering a summer Lego robotic 6-week curriculum starting on Tuesday, June 3rd. It'll go from 3 to 4 here, and it's for 1st through 8th graders. We can break up that curriculum, but it's creatures of the garden, of course, because Devin still wants to get her gardening in there with the kiddos. And they love Lego robotics, so they're going to be building and learning about coding, and they love that. So I also spoke to a couple of the teens that are interested in some of the 4-H camps that are coming. We don't do the Lake Tahoe camp. For Southern Clark County, Alamo is our camp. And the cost of it went up, like everything. And so there are some scholarships available that I talked to a couple of teens about. So if they decide to commit to registering, there may be some fundraising ideas that you see around town. And then Devin and I will try and assist with getting them the transportation that they need. It's a beautiful facility in Alamo. We did have a couple kids go, one from Laughlin and one from Searchlight last year. And both of them want to go back. And then there's a couple more that are interested because of word of mouth. So we hope we can get them to the Alamo camp this year. We collaborated with Michelle to bring pickleball, the Lions here, and watercolor to this facility. It was supposed to be for seniors, but it's for adults, and some of the homeschool kids have been coming as well. So watercolor runs on Tuesdays, and pickleball is on Mondays at 11. Equipment has been supplied by UNR Extension. Michelle is basically a volunteer for us, and so she, any programming that she needs, any equipment that she needs, I'm pretty good at asking for money, and so if she needs something, UNR gets it, and people have been coming to learn about pickleball, and they're having a great time. This is a perfect room for it. We also have the wheels, so it can be moved, and so there's a second pickleball net with paddles and balls, and we are going to attempt to put it out in the parking lot, weather permitting, so it probably won't be until the fall, and so we can chalk those lines, but with the amount of people that have been interested, because I also taught the teens how to play, that hopefully that'll pick up. And then I heard Little Birdie in my ear talk about how I needed to ask for the hometown grant. Are you listening, Kyle? About the maybe trying to develop a pickleball court up in the park. And so I'm sure that that'll come up into some conversation. Right now, we haven't heard back from the grant for the shade structure. That'll be hopefully by the end of the month for the community garden. It does take a lot of time. You know, I worked for a municipality for a long time, and I thought they took a long time, but just the whole process is very, very long, the grant process. We also, Devin and I also want Searchlight to know that we have Dr. ML Robinson coming for a free workshop on cactus on Saturday, the 31st, down in Laughlin at the library. It's free. It's open to the public. He's fantastic. He's kind of kooky, but he's a great speaker, and he always brings things to hand out. You know, UNR is really good for free stuff, And so we hope Searchlight will join us. He's just always such a pleasure to have in attendance as a guest speaker, and he's going to be retiring as well. This seems to be the year. And so we hope to try and get him to come and facilitate those kinds of workshops as often as he can until he leaves. The community garden has irrigation to all of the beds, except for two of the lower ones that are the UNR ones. Thanks to the handiwork of Billy, he's been working, putting in the, I think they're netiform hoses and the spigots and the adapters. He's just super handy. He's handling everything. If you look out there, stuff is growing. It's beautiful. Everybody's been harvesting things. We have radishes and arugula and basil, and so we're hoping to get the kids a little bit more involved too. Devin is established as a licensed producer now. She went through, jumped through quite a couple hoops to be licensed for both gardens, Laughlin and Searchlight. And so the kids came on their way to the largest children's farmers market in the county. It was held at the Lawn. I couldn't remember that name yesterday. In Summerlin. And she took 10 kids from Laughlin, and they sold over $150 worth of product. They sold some balloon characters and some painted terracotta pots. That stuff they had fun with too. But they made money off of it. They enjoyed it. They came here to harvest and grab some lavender and some basil, and they brought that with them. And the crowd was just loving the stuff that they started. Remember, it was in the hydroponics units, and then some of it they replanted. So we really hope to establish a children's farmers market here in the future. That's our goal. That's our goal. They also won the Most Spirited Gardeners Award. They had green everything. They had four-leaf clover everything. They were going around introducing themselves, and they're quite the entrepreneurs. So we hope to see that here in Searchlight as well. We're going to be in attendance at the summer celebration with the library next month with a hoverball attraction. And it's a booth-style introductory archery activity. It's for adults, too, so we hope you're going to stop by and check it out. It's kind of just a new fun activity, and we're trying to get people excited about archery. We'd like to start a club. Our fall curriculum and first Lego League robotics meetings for junior high school students, those will all resume in September. So we're kind of on summer break with the kiddos right now with just that summer program. We're debating whether to bring back the after-school elementary school program, stay with the before-school program, but our goal really is to get in the school, hint, hint, Carol, hint, hint, Kyle, and see how we could do that. Because it is a science-based curriculum. And so we have a standards forum. Devin and I were both teachers for many, many years. And so our goal is to get in the school and teach those hands-on science curriculum once a week, just like we did in Laughlin. Devin went down every Tuesday for the entire semester and taught hydroponics and gardening to the students. And it fit right into their curriculum. And they were very successful, and they want her back again next year. So we hope to do that here at Reed. We're also hoping for a first Lego League champion adult community volunteer for the new season. Now, I saw Luis earlier, and he's gone. He must have known I was going to trap him. We're hoping to hunt him down and see if there's some engineer-minded person that would really like... We did it. That's not my background. My background is a physical education teacher. So... Rah, rah, I can get them going, and I can get them here, and I can get them to build, but I would really like to get these kids interacting and collaborating with somebody who's an engineer. And I really think that's where the learning is going to take place. We're going to have them still have that club. We already have everything that we need, and the new theme came out, and it's kind of a, what is it?
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Discover
sand.
Yeah,
so it's digging and finding hidden treasures in the sand, kind of like an Egyptian type theme. So the kids were excited. They looked at some of the YouTube videos, and so we really kind of want to solicit some more of the kids in that age group and get them excited about building and getting off their handheld devices. So that's what we see in the future. So we're open to suggestions. If you guys have any ways you want to help us find people, a champion, if you see us inserting somehow in the town of Searchlight in other ways, we're open. We just love this town, so anything that you see us helping with and assisting with and collaborating, please let us know. So any suggestions for us? We're both here today, so.
Any questions from the public?
So this is like coffee with a cop. So by the time I get up to talk at the town hall advisory board, there's really four or five people. So I wanted to tell them that, like, hang in there. People will come. But, so no questions, you guys are good?
Thank you. Next informational item, received a report from Tyler Young of Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. In place for Tyler is Michael.
I'm Michael Chapman, the library assistant, Chapman, and there's a lot of excitement with summer coming. We have a big summer reading challenge for all ages that officially begins on Thursday, the 15th of May, and runs through the end of July, last day of July. And it's the more you read, the more prizes you win, and there's three levels of prizes available, and there'll be one grand prize winner. Unfortunately, it's not one per branch. I wish it was, but just one grand prize winner will win an iPad for themselves to keep. So that's really exciting. We have Bonnie Kelso returning to the library on Thursday, the 22nd. She's doing a passport craft. She's doing a passport craft because the theme for the summer challenge is travel. So we've already decked out the library looking as if you're going all over the place, and it's pretty exciting and fun. So travel is the theme this summer. On Saturday the 24th, we have our book club. On Thursday the 29th, we have sand art. On Saturday the 31st, we have a mosaic tile craft. And then the calendar only goes that far, but until we meet again next month to tell you about a couple things in June. On Saturday the 7th, we're going to have a professional chair yoga person come. It's yoga with a pro, and that's at 11:30. And on Wednesday the 11th, we're going to have a game day. We don't know what game we'll have, a card game or a board game, but the last two times we had games, we had bingo one day, and we had Yahtzee another day, and we had pretty decent turnout for both. So we hope to see you on game day. We're going to try to make that every Wednesday all summer long, starting on Wednesday the 11th. Any questions?
Any questions from the public? From the board? Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it. No planning or zoning discussion, no general business. Next informational item, we receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works.
Thank you, Chair. So last month it was reported of a pothole on the Main Street and Gavilan Street intersection. I put the request into Public Works and they were on it fairly quickly within a week. And they went above and beyond, actually did the pothole and a lot of the sidings of the road to hopefully keep it from crumbling more in the future. And that's all I got. Yeah. Any questions?
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road. Wanted to let you know, it has been graded. They did a great job, and I think even hauled some extra gravel in one area that had washed out a few years ago and was kind of filled in with boulders. But very smooth for now. And the rains didn't do any damage, so they were out there compacting, I guess, as well as grading and using water trucks.
That's great news. Thank you for the update, Judy. Any other questions, concerns?
Josh?
I'm able to say this because the library is not open on Mondays, but I am a new pool cashier down at the Searchlight Public Pool, and I know that, or Laughlin Public Pool, I'm sorry. I know Searchlight does not have one, but that is the closest one. But our opening day is on Memorial Day, and we're open from 10 to 2 on that day, on the 26th.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Michael.
Comments by the general public, period dedicated to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any members of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Comments?
Kelly Lehr, L-E-H-R. Forgot to mention that the garlic has been harvested. And so on your way out, in the metal bowl to your left, please take fresh garlic. Kayla has dried it. It's all ready to go. And there are also some seed packets from the horticulture department. So if you'd like to try your hand at planting at home, please feel free to grab those on your way out. We would love to go home empty-handed. Thank you.
Kelly?
I just wanted to read the record, the Parks and Recreation May 2025 report. We didn't have them on the agenda or a speaker today, so. The statistics were April 2025, Searchlight, 7 programs, 324 visits. Summer Rec will be Wednesdays at the Searchlight Youth Center. The flyer will be sent out soon. Count Rivera, if anyone is interested in working at the Searchlight Youth Center or Slim Kidwell Center, please contact Bronson Leon at 702-298-3413. Thank you.
For the Friends of Abiquamase, we will be having an arts advocacy event at Mojave Bloom, and that is in Las Vegas on 1401 Searless Avenue. It is on May 24th from 10 to 12 a.m., so if anyone would like to attend that, it is a free event, and hopefully we can see some people. We also recently did a hike. James attended, so thank you very much. Last Saturday as part of the events. We won't have any more until fall for that, but I'll let you know when those start up again. But it was out at the Crescent Peak, so it was a pretty good turnout, and it was a fun time. Thank you.
Has anybody reported on the BioBlitz? Because I missed the meeting.
No.
Yes, we've had, the Friends of Abiquamase had what was called a BioBlitz based out of Walking Box Ranch. And we had people assigned to teams, and there were people from Red Rock, like I say, Audubon, a number of biologists and so on. And I didn't take any notes, but I know that the first day when they were documenting, there were over 40 species of birds documented. Sadly, the reptile hunters that went out at night, it was so cold, I think there were 6 teams out, they found 1 snake. And likewise, it was so cold and windy, the bats weren't even flying, so the people that went out to observe bats. And I didn't participate in the astronomy club came out, and there were people from Dark Night Skies were there. But all in all, I'm sure maybe Kim Means will give a talk on it sometime. There was a lot of events. Plus, the house at Walking Box now has some of the furniture back and a lot of pictures on the walls. And on June 7th, is that a Saturday? Anybody?
I believe it is the 7th, yes.
from 9 to 1. There'll be some of us out there, and there'll be free snacks and drinks, leftovers from the BioBlitz, and I'm not sure if there'll be house tours or not, but some activity on the first Saturday. And we'd probably be hot. We won't be doing any landscape cleanup. So.
Any other comments from the public? Our next meeting date is May 28th, 2025, and Tammy, I believe that is zoning?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, call a meeting to adjournment. Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight.